Hey, a couple of things participating with WSDW, as we like to say. First of all, you know, we've been talking about it in our news, but we talked about it last week. But we hope you're participating and listening and discovering some of the very relevant information that's already coming forth with Michael Percha and his Water, Water Everywhere new series. Quite compelling already, just three segments in, Dave, and this is a three-day series.
Yes, there's a lot of information packed into this series, and it took a lot of work, and we're pleased to bring it to you. And we repeat it each morning for those who don't hear the first time out of the box.
And at the end, we'll make sure we put all the pieces together in a nice podcast and put it on our podcast page.
Yeah, all nine parts will be in once after the conclusion of it, probably by the end of the week.
Yeah, sometimes I forget, you know. Sometimes the area is referred to as the Saginaw Valley. I think that was just pointed out, was the Bay County Drain Commissioner Joe Rivett in one of the early reports. So he said how, you know, we sit on land that's lower than the water level.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know,
true.
Sometimes you don't think about that.
Well, and in our area drains, 21 counties and different tributaries that eventually get down here and make up the Saginaw River and head out to the bay. So it's a big area.
And that's just on a normal, you know. Then you add the high water levels and things like that.
And some people say, what valley? But because we had to do engineering with one of our stations and the difference between here and Coleman, there's a 400-foot drop between Coleman and Bay City.
Really?
Yep.
400 feet, really?
400 feet between Coleman and Bay City.
Hmm. Well, I know. I'm trying to remember who has said in the past. Maybe it was Terry Henney. Of course, our well-known farm man that you hear every weekday morning. Isn't there some kind of map or something, a topographical map or something that...
Oh, yeah, that might supply that information.
Yeah, but when you view it, you can really see it that way. Mm-hmm. And I know there are maps like that, but I think I thought it's like it was located at the extension office or something like that.
Yeah, probably. Because I'm not nuts. Well, we know I am. That's the question. But sorry. But I'm not nuts. Every time I drive in, and I noticed this years ago, but when I'm driving in on 46 from Alma, there's a part right after you get by St. Louis and you get all the way down past Breckenridge that I always feel like I am going downhill a little
really?
Bit. It's not noticeable, not like a mountain or anything like that, but yeah, you can tell you're just gradually just going downhill a little bit. And so that's how I could tell. Yep. Yeah. I'm going into the valley.
And you can look at your fuel economy and see this in the green instead of in the
right.
Yeah. Hey, maybe there's an idea for you. Maybe you can put it in neutral and glide a little bit.
I could,
there.
Yeah, test it out that way.
I wouldn't push it that far.
That's interesting. Again, it's just part of the perspective of what we're dealing with all the unfortunate high water, and we know the extensive rain, the dams, and everything like that. But, you know, there is a situation that already existed, shall we say.
Well, who was it that Michael interviewed in that last segment where, or maybe it was the second to last, where he said, not only are we dealing with the high Great Lakes waters, but, of course, our water table is naturally high right now.
I think that was Joe Rivett.
Bay County Drain Commissioner.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Right.
Lots of great information coming forth. You hope you'll hear it. Again, Water, Water Everywhere today through Wednesday. We repeat it and then we'll eventually podcast together. 648 on WSDW. Another thing, too, when it comes to participating with WSDW, I just want to let you know that coming up on Wednesday, and you're going to hear more about this, you'll have a chance to hear a special social streaming interview that we are going to have a broadcast on our available social streaming sites. It's going to involve our sister station host, Jim Biggins, who's the morning host of The Moose 94.5, as he's going to be talking with Dan, the Mattress Man. And that's a conversation that you're going to be hearing on Wednesday. We'll have more about it, but a chance for us to advance other ways that we can communicate with you and the businesses that we serve.
Well, so much of this work at home and everything, you've seen so many of these things where people are side by side on the screen doing interviews and things of that nature. Well, we're going to be doing a bit of that on our social media Wednesday.
So stay tuned. We'll tell you how to find that and participate in a chance to hear what that's all about, too. With, again, Jim doing a fine job, as he always does when it comes to his interviews and talks and discussions away from his general morning duties on The Moose 94.5. Looking forward to that. That's on Wednesday.
All right.